Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. I'm a little late here for work, trying to run out. I'm about 5 minutes into the drive. Got the men's retreat tonight, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning we're going back to church. It's called Man Camp, right? And Whispering Pines will be a good time, but had to pack and get ready for that. So on my way to work right now. And what I was thinking about this morning as I was praying is the goodness of God. Real simple subject, the goodness of God. But I think sometimes people doubt the goodness of God because of the bad situations that they find themselves in, right? If we examine our lives based upon our circumstances, or if we identify ourselves based upon what we go through, then we're going to be all over the place. And we're going to think, wow, God must be out to get me. And you guys know what I mean, because we've had times where we've been like, why is this only happening to me? Or why does this always happen to me? Like, I always go through this. No one else does. Everyone else is doing great. Why me? Why me? And we start to question the goodness of God because of the badness of our circumstances. But it ought not be so, right? We have to keep, I think, going back to what the Word says. We have to keep going back to what the heart of God is, like in His Word, which is He is good. He is good all the time. He is not less good because you're going through bad circumstances. Bad circumstances happen. Difficulties happen. Hardships happen. And often, for many different reasons. That's a whole other subject and topic. But yes, we do go through stuff. But we have to remember as we're going through stuff that our Savior is good. He is good. And so no matter what you're going through right now, at this very moment, whether it's yesterday, this last week, this last month, 2019, or just today, know that God is good. Despite what circumstances you're facing, despite the bills that you're having trouble paying, despite the conflict that you've recently had at home, despite the drama that's going on at work, despite all of that, remember, please remember, and I'm speaking to myself as well, may we remember that God is good always. He's consistent in His character, right? And His character isn't to test and try us every day, all day, so that we'll fail and fold and give up, right? No, God's character is consistent with the fruits of the Spirit, right? Goodness, kindness, faithfulness, all of those things. And so we have to remember, guys, no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going to face in the future, because you know if you're not in a trial right now, you'll probably be in a trial this next week. Or maybe you just have come out of a trial this last week. There's always trials. There's always trials. But God will always be good also. And we have to keep that in mind. We have to remember that He's good all the time. All the time. And we've all been through stuff, right? We've all been through difficulties. I mean, I've been through so many hardships and trying times. And if I were to over and over doubt the goodness of God, I would probably walk away from God. If I were to truly believe that He's throwing these tests at me so that I'll break down and fold, if I actually believed that and thought that, then I would walk away. I wouldn't walk with God anymore. But I don't believe that, because right, we're students of the Scripture. We believe what the Bible says. The Bible says God is good. God is kind. God is love. And so I would say, especially when you're going through it, remember the consistency of God's character. Remember that He is good not just when circumstances are good. He is good when circumstances are bad. He is good all the time. And we have to remember this. I mean, think about your testimony. Think about what God has already done in your life. because in hindsight is 2020, right? Like, things become clear as we are living presently and we look back to the past, we go, that's why that happened. And much of the time it makes sense after the fact. But when we're in it, when we're in the thick of difficulties, that's when we're like, God, are you there? Remember John the Baptist in prison, man. He lived his whole life to be prepared for this 6-month period at the Jordan River where he was preaching a message of repentance, where he was preparing the way for Jesus, right? For the Messiah. It was amazing, right? This was a powerful moment. And I was like, yes, this is awesome. This is glorious. And then he ends up in prison for his faith. And we know from the scripture, he starts to question, like, is this the Messiah? Is this what we're supposed to do? Is this what's going on here? because he was just, man, he was just preaching. He was fulfilling his calling. It was amazing. It was wonderful. But all of a sudden, he's in prison and going, what is going on? Not to mention, after that fact, man, he was beheaded for his faith. But that's why we can't let circumstances dictate our attitude or our view on God. We can't let situations dictate our view on the Lord, because situations change, right? They always change, and many times they unexpectedly change. Or there's a fork in the road that we didn't even know existed. Or there's a roadblock and a detour on the road of God's will that we're like, I didn't plan for this. What's going on? And things happen. Situations constantly change, but God never does. The Lord never changes. And I love what it says in Hebrews, right? He is the same yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. He is the same. And that's a comfort because we know the heart of God. He is the same. He is good and he is the same. Meaning, he is good all the time. He's good no matter what. No matter what. And I would say a lot of people blame God for the bad things that happen, when in reality, a lot of the bad things that happen are either our doing, or it's because we're in a fallen world, or maybe it's just because of external circumstances and situations, or maybe it's others. Difficulties happen for those reasons, but God's not like, here's a whole bunch of difficulties that I'm giving you. I'm creating these difficulties for you so you can struggle. That is not our God's heart. Does he allow things to happen? Yes. He allows things to happen so that we would depend upon our Almighty God. He allows things to happen so that we'd be refined, so that we would grow, so that we would flourish in the faith. Not so that we'd break down, be defeated, and deflated. He allows things to happen to help us. But he doesn't say, here's a ball of difficulties. There's about 20 of them in here for this next month. I'm going to give them to you and disperse them as I see fit. What kind of God would that be? Pretty cruel God, right? Wrathful, vengeful God. That's not our God. He doesn't create difficulties just to make you stumble. Difficulties happen. They're a fact of life in a fallen world. But it's a matter of what is our attitude, what's our heart as we go through those difficulties, right? And I think eyes off the storm, onto the Savior, that's really what helps us to realize God is good, even through the storms. He's our shelter, even through the storms. He's our sail, even during those standstill times, right? And so that is why we have to remember and remind ourselves of the heart of God. Heart of love. Heart of goodness. Right? Heart of goodness. The disciples were always reminded by Jesus. You go through the Gospels, right? And you see that Jesus reiterates things over and over again, right? Talking about his resurrection a few times, but he kept saying certain things over and over again to the disciples. Why? Because they needed to be reminded. Because they would forget. Because they would be distracted. And because they would take their eyes off of the Lord. we need to be reminded that God is good, not just once in a while. God is good all the time. Even through bad circumstances, our God is good. He won't throw difficulties at you, but when difficulties come, He will be with us and He will deliver us out of them. He may allow them to refine us, but know His heart is good. He has good intentions. He knows what He's doing with our lives. He doesn't make us suffer uselessly, right? But when we're suffering, we can depend upon our Savior, knowing that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is good all the time. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll talk to you next time.